A good Chodesh to everybody. We know today starts the 9 days with Rosh Chodesh Av, and the Halacha tells us that when Av comes in, then we are mimakin v'simcha. We are supposed to minimize our simcha. Of course, not eradicate our simcha, but we're supposed to be v'simcha, but we're supposed to minimize it a little bit. And this is a beautiful raya, a beautiful proof that we're always supposed to be happy. Happy that we're alive, happy that we're Jewish, happy that we have the Torah, happy about a million and one things that Hashem has blessed us all with. But during Av, we're supposed to try to subdue that simcha because we are still in mourning over the Churban Habayis. I'd like to say over something that I saw this past week in Darash Moshe, and I think it has a very powerful lesson. The pasuk in this week's parasha starts in Parashas Matos, "Vayidaber Moshe el Rosh Matos of Bnei Yisrael Imo Zeh Hadavar Asher Tziva Hashem." Moshe Rabbeinu is going to teach the Rosh HaMatos and subsequently Klal Yisrael about the halachos and the darim. But Rav Moshe Feinstein points out that when Hashem teaches Moshe a mitzvah and subsequently the Nesiyim, the Rosh HaMatos, the Klal Yisrael, so it says Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. But here, so distinctly, the pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says Vayidaber Moshe el Rosh HaMatos. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's to allude to the fact that the halachos of nedarim should be somewhat obvious to human beings. We don't necessarily need a Kodesh Baruch Hu, like a chok, in contrast to a chok. We don't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu to tell us, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe lemor. So the fact that a person has to keep his word should be obvious. And Rav Moshe points out the same thing we learned in Gemara and Makkos, that Edim Zayman, one of the chumra of Edim Zayman is that you don't need Hasra. You don't need to, right? The guy gives Eid to Sheker. He gives Eid to Sheker. And they say, oh, you're getting Kasher Zomam. He says, hey, like every other Avera, I didn't get Hasra. You didn't warn me. Guess what? When it comes to Eid to Zomam, there's no Hasra because it's something so obvious. So too, says Moshe Feinstein, the same idea of Nedarim and keeping your word. You open your mouth, you got to live by your word. And this is a very, very powerful lesson. It's certainly something that we should keep in mind as we go into the 9 days. You know, the Chet of Lashon Hara was a very big reason why the Churban Habayis happened. And to this day, if there's no Binyan Beis Hamikdash, it means they're still suffering from Lashon Hara. And I heard last week, the Rav of my shul said over a chapter, a chapter of Zichron Miriam from the Chavetz Chaim. You can find it in Kisvei Chavetz Chaim. It's called Zichron Miriam. And I believe it's Perek Chav Gimel Chav Dalet, where somebody wrote to the Chavetz Chaim and says, I can't do it. I can't eradicate, I can't do tshuva, I can't fix my problem with speaking Lashon Hara. I just can't. And the Chavetz Chaim told him, you can. There's no such thing as you can't. Which, by the way, reminds me of a kitchen soup, El Havdol, Elf Alfa Avdolos, once read in Chicken Soup for the Soul, which is, I guess, like nice stories about Goyim, that there's a second grade teacher who had her class write all the things they can't do. It's actually a beautiful lesson. All the kids wrote down all the things they can't do, and then she put it in a shoebox and she buried it. And she said, you got to bury all the I can'ts. Says the Chavetz Chaim, there's no such thing as I can't. If you want, then you can. I can't stop speaking Lashon Hara. Everybody speaks Lashon Hara. It's everybody's doing it, right? And I do it all the time. I can't help it. Says the Chavetz Chaim, I have an Eitzah for you. If you really, really, really want to get rid of Lashon Hara, and let's stay over another story, the story that I've told her many times, that somebody came to the Chavetz Chaim drunk on Purim. He said, Rebbe, I want to be with you in your Mechitza in Gan Eden. And the Chavetz Chaim got serious and he says, okay, from now on, from here on, and from now on forever, stop speaking Lashon Hara. And the boy thought about it for a few minutes and he said, I can't. And Chavetz Chaim said, get him out of here. And we think, oh, what a fool. What? The Chavetz Chaim offers you Olam Haba with him? Just don't speak anywhere else in Ara? And the kid didn't take it? The young man didn't go for it? We think he's a fool? Well, guess what? Lamaisa, we didn't meet the Chavetz Chaim, and he didn't give us that guarantee, but I can guarantee you, if we go ahead now, from here on in, and don't speak Lashon Hara, we'll be there. We'll probably, I don't want to say 99.9% sure, but if we don't speak Lashon Hara for the rest of our lives, there's a very, very good chance we'll be in the Mechitza of the Chavetz Chaim. So there's no such thing as I can't. There's no such thing as, ah, everybody's doing it. You can do it. So says Chavetz Chaim the following Eitzah. He says, every day at Mincha, do tshuva on it. Say, Hashem, I'm really trying. I really don't want to speak Lashon Hara anymore. I'm really, really trying. I have tshuva and charata and Kabbalah al-Asid. I really feel bad about it. I'm really going to try to do better. And guess what? Between Mincha and Ma'ariv, you'll really curb your speaking Lashon Hara. And then after Ma'ariv, let's say later, you know, it'll wane a little bit. But every single day you build on it. Because if you consciously, this is the whole idea of learning Sefer Chofetz Chaim every day. Now is a very good time to start working on these in Yonim. Because we know that HaChaim V'Hamavas Biyad HaLashon. Life and death are in the hand of the tongue. We can do so much good with our tongue. We can say, greet people nicely, wish them a good Chodesh, a good Shabbos, how are you, how are things. And we say, oh, you're such a tzaddik, you're such a good person, I really appreciate that. You can do so much chayim with your tongue, but you can also do so much maves. When you criticize people, make people feel bad, when you talk about people negatively, and cause lashon hara, and get involved in a machlokes, that's going to continue to keep the base of Mikdash not, you know, in a destructive, in its current state of destruction. And I think this is something that's a very, very clear message from the parasha. Vaydaber Moshe al Rosh Hamatos, it doesn't have to say Vaydaber Hashem Moshe, because this is something that should be obvious, that the power of our tongue is so great. And this is something that we should very much try to work on during the 9 days leading up to Tisha B'Av. Hopefully Tisha B'Av will be a Yom Tov. And that is one yisod that I would like to mention. The other yisod that I'd like to mention that Rav Moshe points out is that by the Masos, by the traveling of Bnei Yisrael, so every so often when it describes one of the travel points, so it says what happened there. For example, it says by Yisu Mimarav Evo Elima. Right? There were 12 springs of water and 70 date trees. That's by Elima. Later on, the pasuk talks about Hor Ahar. And it says, by Hor Ahar, Aaron passed away by Hor Ahar. So you see that when the Masos come, when they travel, when they stop, so the journeys come and go, are being listed, the Torah mentions what took place in those places. Yet, strikingly enough, next pasuk, what? The Torah is going to mention Sinai, Midbar Sinai, and the Torah is not going to tell us what happened in Har Sinai, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says a similar idea. Legabe, the question, how come there's no specific date by Chag HaShavuos? It doesn't say, right? It just says 50 days after you bring the Omer. No specific date. And says Rav Moshe Feinstein, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the same thing. There's no specific day. There's no specific place. There is for Kabbalah Sotera. Kabbalah Sotera could be any day. It should always be new. And if you didn't accept it then, you can accept it today. And I think this is a very important message, specifically for the summer, that no matter where you are, you don't have to be in Har Sinai to do Kabbalah Torah. You can be at camp, you can be at work, you can be anywhere in life. You could always have the opportunity to be Kabbalah Torah. The same reason why we don't have a date for Shavuos. Oh, I wasn't steiging on Vav Sivan. No problem. Today is Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av Tavshin Ayin Ches. You can still be Mekabel Torah. You can be Mekabel Torah at any time and in any place. And that's why the Torah does not tell us that Har Sinai was the Kabbalah Torah, because there is no one time Kabbalah Torah. It's also, you Beinach Kechadoshim. Every day the Torah should be new to you. Every day, certain freshness in our Limud HaTorah. We all be Zoche to number one, first of all, be B'Simcha all year round, and now we should try to try to curb it slightly. Number one. Number two, the fact is that it's obvious we gotta keep our word. And part of keeping our word is that our tongue should be clean. Our tongue should be filled with good things to say about people and to people, and not negative things to people or about people. And number three, we should know that whenever you want to be Mekabel Torah, not especially right now, anytime, any place, it always works. Have a great Shabbos.